22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here in Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about stress levels on the rise. Of course, we've talked about this before, but there's some new research about the stress affecting our control beliefs, and we're going to talk about it. We're also going to be talking about prescriptions that increase your risk of death by about 50%, and we have some other stuff and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. We're coming up on Memorial Day, of course, and I hope everybody's going to be safe and have a good vacation. But today's devotional. Today's devotional is from Acts 16, and it says, "And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, and all thy house. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And he said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto me but by me. And he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. So that is the way. Seek his face, mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, this is a link they have found from physical and mental health, where it affects your mood, your sleep, all influenced by your stress and sense of control. This is the University of North Carolina. They have put out a report predicting control beliefs in older adults. This was a moderate-sized study, and their research did get published. So they're saying that, you know, if you're not sleeping well, if you're not getting well-rested sleep, it's interesting that, you know, not only are certain functions of your mind and body going to be affected, but also your control beliefs. And we're going to get into that in the first part of the show, what that may mean. And last but not least in the quack report, doctors are going crazy after a post on Facebook of a woman removing a tick with a drop of peppermint oil. Apparently 27 million people viewed it. So the clip shows that you get a tick to let go by putting a little bit of peppermint oil, and he lets go, or the tick lets go in 20 seconds and crawls away. So you don't have to risk, you know, pulling it apart and leaving parts of its body in your skin. Of course, the medical establishment is, well, they're not happy about this. They say that it's never a good thing to irritate a tick because it can salivate and put an infectious disease into your tissue. Well, so could grabbing it by a pair of tweezers and trying to rip its head off, you know. So, takes about 36 to 48 hours for a tick to transmit Lyme's disease, they say, after it is attached to the host. So peppermint oil, Hey, why not? And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All right. I guess everybody's getting, you know, they're ramping up for this holiday. People are, you know, already starting planning, doing stuff, you know, getting all packed, you know, getting their tickets ready if they're taking flights out of town. And, you know, don't forget, you know, be safe out there and be well. Folks at Apothecary Herbs are rolling out their Memorial Day sale, 20% off. So if you're wanting to stock up on things for poison ivy, oak, and sumac, flea and tick collars for the pets, all kinds of stuff. It's a store-wide sale at thepowerherbs.com. So do mind the time because that ends on the 27th. So check it out. Details are on the website at thepowerherbs.com, and we'll talk more about that during the show. All right, we're going to be talking about stress levels on the rise across all age groups, by the way. But particularly this one particular report from University of North Carolina focused on older adults. But every facet of our body does respond to stress. You know, it's your brain, your adrenal glands, your reproductive system, your immune system. So we really have a stress pandemic these days, and now scientists are stating that stress influences our control beliefs. So stress will rob us of sleep, of concentration, weight control, emotional control, and other functions. So we're going to take a look at this latest report from the University of North Carolina and discover how we can protect ourselves from epidemic of stress. Well, the negative emotion can create a lot of stress in the body, and emotional stress levels for almost all Americans are kind of off the charts. Emotional stress is the result of either fear, hate, anger, tension, grief, frustration, panic, or anxiety. So why is it off the charts? Well, Americans are complaining and stating it's just not one of those emotional stressors that they're complaining of experiencing, but several of them. So some are so stressed and overwhelmed they really can't adequately describe what they're feeling. So that's how you know it kind of off the charts, when you got this mind numbingness that occurs and they can't communicate accurately what they're experiencing. So here's what we know. We know all too well that stress can, you know, keep us awake at night. And lack of restful sleep does affect our mood and our energy level, our concentration, and other functions. We also know that lack of repeated sleep deprivation will ruin our health and increase our risk of getting sick. So without adequate rest, we are prone to accidents even. So our memory suffers. And elevated transmitters from hormones can even block our ability to have rational reason. So this is to be expected when the body is asked to operate on half of its regenerative charge. So when you sleep, the cells receive this fluid that regenerates the electrical charge inside the cell. And this accounts for that refreshed feeling after 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. I don't know, Frank, have you ever gotten up and you maybe got less than 6 hours sleep and you just feel ill the next day? You don't really feel right. Something's off. You're not functioning, 100%. You know, you're on low battery. And you may feel, I don't know, what's a good comparison to sleep deprivation? You feel like you got a hangover maybe? that's what naps are for, Frank says. Okay. Well, yeah, naps are good. Yep. You know, can't sleep at your desk, though. That's not going to be helpful. All right. Well, let's look at some of the stress symptoms. Now, women do report higher stress levels in every category over their male counterparts. So women report that they felt more stress-related physical and emotional symptoms. So they reported things like fatigue, irritability, anger, insomnia, high blood pressure, neck and backache, dizziness, diarrhea, crying, lack of concentration, sexual dysfunction, and loss of appetite or overeating. So if there isn't a sufficient physical outlet to help resolve our stress, because our stress, we could get overloaded, the body channels that response inward, and that can adversely affect our organs like our digestive system, circulatory, or nervous system. Oh, we got to take a break. I'm long on the break, Frank. I'm sorry. Let's do the break. We'll be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
We got enough of them. And right before the break, we were talking about some of the effects or symptoms we can experience. And, you know, when we have those stressors channeled inward, our body can erupt with things like ulcers, hypertension, aches and pains like backache, arteriosclerosis, allergies, asthma attacks, insomnia, anxiety. So long-term stress like this will wreck the body or even break down the body. So we have to be sensitive to this. Now, according to these new findings, let's get to that. Researchers, University in North Carolina, they say we lose control over our lives when we don't get the right amount of sleep. They say we start to feel out of control over our own lives if we're not getting sleep. So not getting sleep will wreck us physically, mentally, and emotionally. And we do things differently when we lack sleep. We miss important details, we miss important opportunities, and other experiences that help make us feel more valued and have a sense of purpose. So in their research, which did get published in the Journal of Gerontology, here is a quote from one of the leading professors, Professor Chauvin Newpert, and he says, "We found sleep, mood, and stress are important factors in determining a sense of control in whether older adults feel they can still do things that they want to do. It's real important because when older adults begin to lose their sense of autonomy, it can lead to changes in behavior, which adversely affect their health and well-being." So what about this control belief thing? You know, it was kind of an interesting thing to see that sleep deprivation kind of attacks your control beliefs. Well, we all have an image of ourselves in our mind, not just, you know, our physical, but, you know, our conscious mind, our convictions, our character, our purpose in life. And in this, we also perceive also our competence, our talents, the purpose that we have in contributing to family and society. So our control beliefs take a hit when we are forced to do something we don't like or want to do, or we're prohibited from doing something we want to do. We don't feel in control when this happens, and then stress is created in the body. So the research team discovered that sleep has a direct impact on the control beliefs. So you can ascertain, you know, lack of sleep offers the negative impact. So who doesn't like to be in a good mood, which is, you know, promoted when we get adequate sleep, less stress, and feeling more confident and in control. So sleep really is kind of a key to all of that. According to Shang Zhang, PhD, University of North Carolina, one of the professors, he says, we found that stressful events on one day had an adverse effect on an individual's control beliefs. Well, and, you know, it got me thinking about, you know, post-traumatic stress, something, you know, really over the top. So with regard to the post-traumatic stress, this stress is kind of different kind of stress. It does not dissipate from our emotions as readily as our everyday stress does. We tend to relive this kind of stress as if it were seared into our memory. It affects every aspect of a person's life, and survivors struggle to retain control. So trauma leaves scars and physical evidence of impact, which, you know, with post-traumatic stress, it often leaves emotional scars, which experts say are more difficult to heal. Now, if you talk to veterans from war, they've experienced war, they have often said that it's much less difficult to overcome physical torture than psychological torture. Well, let's look at how it affects the brain, because stress in the brain, you know, medical science has often speculated that if you get this prolonged or chronic stress, it increases your risk of having mental breakdowns. So there is really no doubt that post-traumatic stress does cause mental strain and also mental disorders, and certain occupations can expose us to this high risk in stress-induced mental illness. So can anxiety damage your brain? Well, this question was actually asked by Baycrest Health Science Center and Rotman Research Institute. This was January 2016, and in their research, they published it in the Journal of Current Opinion in Psychiatry. They see humans can expect that they will encounter stress causing anxiety and fear as a part of life, you know, sometime in your life. However, it is usually a temporary stress. But in our elevated emotional responses, it's more occasional and it's brief. Here, examples would be, you know, maybe to a, you get all nervous, you go into a job interview or you're going to take an exam. You know, that's, you know, fleeting stress. It doesn't stay with you long at all. Intense stress, on the other hand, is experienced in more frequent intervals, and it puts the metabolism and the brain on this perpetual alert status. Relief doesn't come. The stress puts us at a risk of what science is calling pathological chronic stress. And this level of stress can have negative effects even on the structure of your brain. So it does affect your immune system, your metabolic function, cardiovascular system, cognitive system, your thinking, thought programming, brain atrophy. Your part of your brain can kind of just, you know, petrify in a way. Under stress. So if the chronic stress creates what is called pathological anxiety, it can affect the prefrontal cortex and the brain. It can degenerate some of the brain structure in the prefrontal cortex. It also can impair the function in the hippocampus and increase the risk of neuropsychiatric disorders like depression and dementia. Actually, a team, accessed Alzheimer's disease, what they discovered, in cases of extreme anxiety, patients can be diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment, but it can progress to Alzheimer's if it's not taken care of. So, and of course, you know, anybody that's been stressed out, you forget things, right? I mean, you can have a long day at work, and it was kind of stressful, challenging, but not extreme, and you can forget where you put your car keys, right? Or your glasses, and they're sitting on right on top of your head right there. So as we've mentioned, some people can even thrive under stressful circumstances. Have you seen anybody like that, Frank? They just kind of eat it up, you know? We're all sitting back going, and they're just like, oh, I love this. Give me more. a German study that got published in 2017. This was the Ruhr-Bochum's University. They found that stress hormone, the cortisol, stress hormone blocks your brain perceptions and your part of your senses. So they did a study which got published in the Psychoneuroendocrinology Neuroscientist Journal. Say that three times fast, Frank. They said in their research that your stress can block your memory, but they didn't really know how the memory got interrupted when stress was induced. So they did a test, and they induced stress, and it released cortisol. And this happens when you get traumatized. And the cortisol blocks memory of certain events. So, and it's especially if the trauma involved the sensation of touch, right? So they tested the theory. They got a couple of groups of people. One group got an injection of cortisol. The other didn't. But the group that got cortisol, their synapse, it blocked part of their synapse brain connectors, and almost all the memory or the stimulation of touch was gone. They don't remember anything. So we got to guard against this, and we can't just give up. So according to experts, when older folks feel they don't have control of their lives, they may want to give up on certain things like, you know, self-grooming because they feel it really doesn't matter. Here's a quote from Siobhan Neupert, again, professor of psychology, University of North Carolina. He says, by acting to improve mood and sleep, older adults may better retain their sense of control and better maintain their quality of life. So it's real important. I find you stressed out, exercise is a great thing. You don't feel like doing it, but it really puts you on top of the stress and it makes you in control and you command your stress. It's, you know, you're not a victim of your stress. So it's real important. So here's a couple things we can do to counter stress. I like to fight back with, you know, exercise as a stress reliever and also nutrition. Especially if you're countering stress with, you know, addictive substances like alcohol or drugs or something. A lot of those substances will drain you of nutrition and doesn't help. So some of the nutrients that get depleted right away under stress are calcium, phosphorus, potassium, protein, vitamin B, and vitamin C. So antidepressants and alcohol will flush that nutrition right out of your body in a skinny minute. So that's not helpful at all in your body trying to maintain and cope with stress. But I see by the clock, we're going to take a little break, and we'll wrap this up on the other side. And more info, don't go anywhere.
To developing kidney stones, nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. easy to use, and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
All right, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're going to wrap up our stress epidemic topic. Here's something that was really interesting. Before we, medicate ourselves with, fast food, junk food, alcohol, drugs, in an attempt to cope with our stress, anxiety, depression, whatever, you might want to listen to this. This was research on the ability and the stimuli that contributes to depression, anxiety, and how we can overcome it. Dr. Randolph Bird gave a report to the medical and scientific community. He released his research at San Francisco Hospital, and his report was on the power of prayer and health. So he stated that there was a significant scientific observational difference in the quality of recovery among patients who prayed or received prayer from others. Now, some physicians do take prayer seriously to help treat their patients, and Duke University did a similar study in 2005 on prayer reducing depression and anxiety, and appeared in the Journal of Clinical Nursing in 2009. So also the folks at BeliefNet also reported that those who are depressed find hope and comfort reading from the Book of Psalms. And you'll be amazed how that it relieves stress in your life. It lifts you up. Seek the Lord's face. Trust in him. He says, cast your burdens onto him. He wants to help us, and he wants us to succeed. So never undermine the power of prayer. Now, there's a lot that you can do herbally, too. There's some herbal sources that can help us out when we're stressed. Definitely watch the lifestyle. Needs to be healthy. Get that regular exercise. And to help super infuse that organic whole food nutrition back into your system that is coming out too quickly. Because the nutrition is going to help your body to be able to cope and also regenerate. So look at that body food mix the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. It's vitamins, minerals, amino acids, plant protein, and it's all organics, and it's a super infusion of nutrition into the system. It's a powder you just add to a smoothie or to juice or water, and that way you can get those nutrients in that system quickly. They also offer a professional strength herb formulas for emotional stress, anxiety, and depression, so you can check that out on their website or in their catalog. They have a brain concentrate formula to help you refocus and concentrate. Of course, the plant-based calcium formula with the minerals so that the body can absorb calcium, that's important. And also regular exercise is beneficial not only for the circulatory system, but also for your hormonal system and your neurotransmitters in your brain to help a positive lifting of mood. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Get their free catalog. The number's 866-229-3663. And, of course, their website, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And they do have that new Memorial Day sale that's rolling out, 20% off orders of $50 or more. But you want to take advantage of that before the 27th of May, because that's the last day that you'll be able to get that discount. And we want to also remember those who have served and say thank you, thank you, thank you, and remember them. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, and get empowered. That's what it's about. Sidestep those addictive, mind-altering medications. All right. We got a few minutes left, so we're going to be talking about this topic about, cause of death is increased by 52% on certain prescriptions. I bet you that's not what's on the product label. It's astonishing. reports of deaths caused by prescription meds. And we find the death rate, it could be 52% when you take a drug. So it's a statistic that's reflecting this report, cases by hospital doctors, coroners, who do perform autopsies, and you know, our patients just maybe overdosing, maybe on purpose, or they're not taking their prescription correctly. Well, for the most part, the prescription drugs have been deaths where patients were taking the medications as prescribed. So drugs accumulate in the body and cause this toxic condition, and after a while, your organs can fail to remove those toxins adequately, and then death can occur. So there's also a metabolic change that's created when you take a prescription drug. And after that first drug, doctors and pharmacists don't know what changes could occur. So if patients are not aware of this, they need to be. So the risk is high if you're using a lot of these lifelong prescriptions. So, you know, usually these lifelong prescriptions are an attempt to stabilize a function like blood pressure or blood sugar or cholesterol. But in the long run, they could make the condition worse. Well, there's two types of autopsies. The medical examiners, they have an examination of a deceased person, and they do that to confirm cause of death or to provide evidence that could point to the cause of death if they suspect it was, you know, homicide. So there are two kinds of autopsies. There's a hospital or a clinical autopsy that tends to get requested by family or physicians. And then there's the medico-legal autopsy that is ordered by legal officials. So coroners all across our country have what is called their cause of death quick fact sheet. And this tool is supposed to help medical examiners arrive at a proper cause of death. And in many cases, the medications predispose patients to a perfect storm for their demise. So according to the National Vital Statistics System, a statistic of 52% mortality due to prescription drugs is their best estimate over a 35-year period. I bet you didn't know that, Frank. When you get a prescription, you know, they don't say, oh, by the way, cause of death is increased by 52% if you take this. I bet you they wouldn't feel that. I mean, it's an incredible statistic, 52%. You knew that already, did you? Frank, he's so savvy. He knows things. Well, you know, a lot of people say that's a low estimate. Now, that blew my mind, too, because according to the CDC, over 20% of Americans are taking more than one prescribed medicine. So then, of course, that 152% is probably very low. Yeah, Frank says he stays away from doctors, right? The number of autopsies are down. Did you know that, too, Frank? I bet you didn't know that. Autopsies have dropped 50% since 1972. That's right, which means only a fraction of the drug deaths are actually being investigated. So 52%, probably not accurate and probably low. Wow, think about that. Here is a quote from the Journal of General Internal Medicine, June 2010. Research from 1976 to 2006 showed that 62 million death certificates, almost a quarter million deaths, were coded as having occurred in a hospital setting due to medication. All right. What about most valuable? Who's the most vulnerable? Elderly, I would think, because they're on a lot of drugs. According to the data, elderly are more vulnerable to die due to a prescribed medication because doctors put them on multiple types of drugs. So add to the complication of a poor memory, maybe onset of dementia, the elderly can mismanage their medications, further increasing their risk of dying. So the nursing staff of the elderly have many, they say they have many chronic illnesses, according to nurses, which do require strong drugs. Although staff won't admit it, they understand that the elderly in their care are medicated to death. Think about it. Well, what are the top 10? According to the World Health Organization, the top 10 causes of death globally are heart disease, stroke, COPD, which is that combo emphysema, chronic bronchitis, asthma, pneumonia, bronchitis, AIDS, HIV, diarrhea, diabetes, road injury and trauma, and high blood pressure. Those are the top 10. Now, according to the CDC, the U.S. has a prescription drug epidemic. I would say a few reasons why this problem is only going to get worse before it gets better are free health care, or the attempt to get one, ensures more people are going to be taking more drugs than ever before. Also, doctors and other health professionals often self-medicate and become drug addicts, causing themselves harm. Wow. So, according to the CDC, they reported in the Los Angeles Times, prescription drug deaths outnumber legal drug deaths. Illegal drug deaths. So other statistics that are quite alarming, according to the CDC, are drugs kill more people than car accidents. The number of teenagers killed by drugs has doubled. The number of deaths for patients over 50 has tripled. And pain medications have killed more people than traffic fatalities. Yeah. Well, yeah, the statistics are just an eye-opener. Well, Dr. Joseph Mercola calls the excessive and unnecessary drug use in America Farmageddon. P-H-A-R-M-A, Farmageddon. People seem, he says, to have lost their desire to heal themselves, and they would rather take the risk of the easy route and hope the drugs will be their answer to prayer. So he spoke about a lady who had her doctor prescribe medication to lessen her symptoms, but admitted that it wasn't a cure, but it was just symptom management for chronic pain. And the lady refused the medication and went to research the internet for options. So yeah, she found numerous natural therapies, and she tried them one at a time until she found one that helped her. And she stated it was her diet that actually was making her sick, since making dietary changes, she was able to pinpoint the culprit and return to normal and get back to work. She was on disability. Awesome. So the adverse drug reactions are really a big problem, especially when several medications are being taken in different doses. And some drugs should not be taken with certain foods and supplements or herbs. And this adds to the complexity and magnifies the risk. Absolutely. We got to take a little break. When we come back, more. Be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength, Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Here on Herb Talk, I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about death by drug by 52%, and that's a low number. And we talked about the complexity of drug chemistry making it a perfect storm, and then if you add over the counter or herbs, magnifies the risk. Some of the big pharmaceutical players, you know, they're aware of their influence on mankind. They employ lobbyists, two lobbyists to every member of Congress. We often look at the voting record of politicians, but we don't really look at the pharmaceutical company track records very often. So let's take a look. Merck Pharmaceutical, $5.5 billion in legal judgments. Not good. Baxter SmithKline, or not, that's Glaxo. So Baxter Pharmaceutical, $1.3 billion in criminal fines and civil penalties. Pfizer, $2.3 billion payout to make criminal and civil cases settle out of court, and $430 million false claims. They paid $430 million for false claims on what? Drugs. GlaxoSmithKline, $3 billion criminal, $2 billion civil cases, and $750 million poor manufacturing practices. Johnson & Johnson, $2.2 billion in false claims. And AstraZeneca, $355 million in fraud. And these are the people that patients rely on to make their medications. Wow. This is really just the tip of the iceberg, too, because the unfortunate corruption influencing our medical system is proving that crime does pay big time. Drug companies make billions of profits, even if they do get caught. So if big company conducts themselves in a deceptive and criminal capacity, why would you trust their products? Well, it's a system, isn't it? I mean, look what's going on in D.C. That's a system, a political system. It's a mess. So, you know, the Bible says you know people or companies by their fruits, right? You know them by their fruits. Our Creator made sure we had natural medicine to help us stay healthy. And recently, I've been telling you about things like hawthorn berry helps protect your blood from unwanted blood clots, protects the fibrinogen protein that's responsible for regulating clotting. And it's really diet, bad, poor diets that take that protein and make it fibrinic. And then those red blood cells start clumping together. So really you have a lot of control over whether you have blood clots or not. A very simple solution, really, with no side effects or the risk of death. And it doesn't have a $3,000 price tag is, you know, using God's medicinal herbs for things for the cardio system. Got to be proactive out there. You got to take responsibility for your health, because be honest, the doctors aren't going to take that responsibility. That's what malpractice insurance is for. So cleanse away your toxins, cleanse and nourish the system, boost the immune system, get that diet all straightened out, and you can sidestep a lot of internal medicine disorders, a lot of them, if not all of them. It's that simple. It's not rocket science. Why is health supposed to be complicated? It's not supposed to be complicated. We're not supposed to rely on a pharmaceutical industry to be healthy, but so many people do. And 52% risk of dying. and that's a low estimate. All right, we got a few minutes. We're going to move along, but if you're interested in finding out how you can strengthen cardio, because that's what therapies are supposed to do, is strengthen you and improve your chances of wellness, cure. Yeah? So look at the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They do have a whole section on cardio strengtheners. And you're not supposed to be on those the rest of your life. You're supposed to use them in the interim to get strong again and change that lifestyle. Do your due diligence. That's what that's about. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about fake science. a lot of reports, Daily Caller stated that it's very common for government agencies to fabricate data in the name of science. Mark Edwards, he's a professor at Virginia Tech, he says the EPA, for instance, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the CDC are doctoring scientific data to suit their agendas. So honest scientists are at this rampant activity from these agencies, giving science a bad name, right? Here is a quote from Mark Edwards. He says, what lies do upstream, they have alarming implications for the future of science and reasoning in America. The public is largely unaware that federal agencies often engage in fabricating scientific data to support their policies and to cover up any evidence whenever there's wrongdoing, they screwed up. This activity is not limited to the EPA or CDC, he says. Well, how bad is it? Oh, my word, do we want to know? Here goes the stress level. Well, whistleblowers are coming out and saying, in my experience, faking scientific data at federal agencies has become more the rule than the exception. The hidden rule is that scientific data published by federal scientists must support federal policy to protect their agency and its reputation above all other concerns. Federal agencies are also to defend scientists at universities who fudge their data for them and agree with them. That was from David Lewis, research director of Focus Health Foundation. The deception is everywhere. It's everywhere. Here's a quote from Dr. R. Grant Steen, Journal of Medical Ethics, November 2010. He said, scientific fraud is a very blunt instrument used for offenses which have gravely serious consequences. End of quote. Well, yeah, blunt instruments cause death. That's what they do. They inflict a lot of injury. And there's this flawed thinking in the scientific community. The environment, the economics, health, they all take a back seat to the agendas. Here is Rufus Cheney. He's a PhD at the USDA. He says, faking the data is permissible as long as the data are in general agreement with previous patterns established in hundreds of papers. Well, let's just republish the fraud then. Why don't we? David Lewis again says, when I worked at the EPA at the University of Georgia, I conducted studies and my research revealed that there were problems with decades of government-funded research. Well, and we see this in clinical research for drugs, where they'll just adopt a previous study that was already flawed and they'll just build on the fraud. You know, they'll just repeat the mistake. It's like when you excavate an old, village and you're uncovering layers and layers of dirt and debris, right? Till you get the structure unburied and there it stands, right? There's the evidence that there was a structure here. Buried in the dirt. Well, this is like years and years of dirt on the scientific community that you got to uncover to get to the real truth, what's underneath there. I don't know. I always like archaeology, but I don't like that project at all. Benjamin Franklin said, half the truth is still a whole lie. He's so right. So, we've got problems with officials and corporations. They do have prices, price tags on these people in places of influence and power. They can mess with the data if they get paid enough. So here's some areas that have been influenced by the love of money. Wastewater pollution, your water treatment plants and your power plants, people in charge of those. Your EMF emissions, your dirty electricity, cell phones, smart meters, and so forth. Your educational institutions, your public schools. Banking and finance. Military and law enforcement. Environmental regulations. Politicians, well, that's a given. You know, I think it was stamped on their birth certificate when they were born. Healthcare and medical research. National Institute of Health. All these institutions have in the past gone down that road of fake science, and it hurt people. It did. Here is people being over-medicated. Journal of Emergency Medicine published some findings in 2015. U.S. physicians were asked if they over-treat their patients. 85% of the doctors said they do, with medication and tests. They want to avoid being sued, so they do that. Here's a quote from Dr. Canizera, University of California Hospital, ER. He says, so many physicians acknowledged that they ordered tests for no medical reason, which makes it clear physicians feel enormous pressure to behave in such a way they may not want to. Well, yeah, I can understand you want to cover your patootie, but top reasons for their survey why doctors overtreat is they want to avoid malpractice lawsuits, and they lack the knowledge and judgment on their own part to treat. So they overcompensate. Mm-hmm. So this is the reason healthcare is so expensive. We've got two lobbyists, drug lobbyists for every congressperson. This is the reason. It's not social engineering. It's not, you know, have one society, one payer system that's going to fix that. That's called greed and, you know, serving thyself at the expense of someone else. So one payer system, not going to fix that. Free healthcare, not going to fix that. So here's something I'll leave you with. Quote from Dr. Clark, MD, Great Britain, said, cancer was practically unknown until cowpox vaccination began to be introduced. I never saw a case of cancer in an unvaccinated person. End of quote. We got more on the next show, so I hope you'll join us then. But in the meantime, enjoy the sunny, sunny days. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, wish you all to be well.